On Saturday, May the 7th, we will be holding our annual meeting. So we're very excited about that. It will be at the Civic Auditorium. So we have a location change, but we're excited we were able to find a date. If people think that there is nothing happening in Emporia, they're not trying to schedule something because we are a busy community, which is wonderful. It's exciting with all the things we have going on.
Well, that was good news to hear that that will be happening, as Janine mentioned, at the Civic Auditorium. If you want more information details, get a hold of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce at 342-1600. Is this group lunch happening this week?
It is. It is happening tomorrow. Group lunch happens every month on the first Wednesday of the month. Over the lunch hour, it's a great time to get together, meet new people, expand your connections in the community. Maybe it's meeting up with some people you just haven't seen in a while. What it is you give us a call. We match you up with another group, with a group of individuals to go eat at one of our member restaurants. And that's what you do. Everybody has to have lunch. And this is an opportunity to get you out of the office, as I said, to meet new people, reconnect with people that you know. And we hope people will participate. We get a lot of calls from people after them saying, this was wonderful. Somebody's been on my radar to get a hold of, and here they were in my group, or it was great to reconnect with somebody I haven't talked to in so many months. So it's a great opportunity, and once again, we hope people will take advantage of it.
Yeah, that is a group lunch coming up this Wednesday. What about coffee and conversation, Janine?
That is also this week. It will be held on Thursday at 9 a.m. here at the Tressler Business Center in the ValuNet Fiber Smart Room. And this is exactly what it is, coffee and conversation. We get together at 9 o'clock. We have a speaker this month. It will be our new city manager, Trey Cocking. So we're excited to have him, introduce him to the community, give everyone the opportunity to ask questions on what are some of his goals, what are some of the things he would like to see happening in the community. And it's exactly what we call it. It's having a conversation. So you're not coming to a presentation. It's a real relaxed atmosphere. You can have coffee, tea, water, a pop. It doesn't matter. Just come and meet our new city manager.
And some big news happening just around the corner, I understand, and that is a partnership with the Chamber of Commerce Executives of Kansas. Do tell, Janine.
I am really excited about this. At our board meeting yesterday, so this is very new, more information will be coming out, but the board agreed to work with our local state organization, which is the Chamber of Commerce Executives of Kansas. They have been working very hard with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas, and in 2023, we will be offering an association health plan to our members. So be watching. If health care is something you find difficult to provide for your employees to keep a hold of, we think we have a great answer for you. So we're very excited to start rolling that out. More information will be to come, but I was just too excited I couldn't hold it in anymore.
I bet you can't, because that is a big deal. It really is. Healthcare,
it really is.
And businesses being able to offer and afford that, and to be able to have some help with some ideas and putting packages together. We're looking forward to more details coming soon on that health plan offered in 2023. All right, good stuff. Thanks, Janine.
Thanks, Janine.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Good to talk to you. Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. 654, 43 degrees. Good morning.
How you treat your car today